Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, a few minutes past 6 p.m. We've talked about this before. I think I probably speak for 99% of the audience out there that we're sort of, you know, over the whole awards thing. And to me, it is increasingly less about recognizing people for how great their performance was and more about who did we forget? Who did we snub? Why did we snub them? Everything's just about victims. So, Tony, the Oscars are out. What are the big stories?
Yeah, so last year it was, in the last couple of years, I think, is when Oscars so white, the big hashtag.
I remember.
Right? This year, the hashtag is directors so male.
How creative.
Yeah. It's not M-A-I-L either. It's
right.
Is it really? Is that the hashtag this year?
Directors so male. Hashtag directors so male.
So I send myself like a show prep email and I'll put little captions so I know what the link is. And as a joke, I wrote Oscars so male because it was like Oscars so white. And I thought there's no way that'll actually be the trending thing.
Directors
wow.
so male. I'm not smart enough to know if or what the movies were that
sure.
were directed by women
yeah.
that should have. But, you know, to your point. It reminds me of I always looked at the whole Oscars, you know, or Grammys, you know, snubs as kind of like whenever the basketball tournament gets announced in March or the college football playoffs now, that there's always a team, you know, a couple teams that you're like, how are they not in the tournament when this team should be in the tournament? They got screwed. They got snubbed. And it was a fun. But it was never a political, it was never like,
right.
Well, their coach is Hispanic.
Right.
And they had 20 wins, and this team with a white coach had 19 mm-hmm. wins, and they got in the tournament. It must be that. Like, that's never been the thing. And I didn't think it was ever really the thing for the Oscars either. I thought it was just a fun little industry of, you know, Joan Rivers types, you know, doing their thing. And now there's like hate. There's hatred behind it. You know, there's this like social warrior message.
I am
disdain behind it.
Quite sure. I don't know what decade it would have changed, but I'm quite sure that in the Oscars history, they're like, boy, too bad we couldn't give this to Sidney Poitier, but you know, he's black, so I'm sure that happened.
But he got an Oscar.
Right.
It was kind of the great equalizer. It was really whoever the best was that year got an award. Like, I forget her name, but the woman who played Mammy in Gone with the Wind was the first
yes.
black woman to win an Oscar, and that
Butterfly
was
McQueen.
In the 30s. Yeah. So it's not, I mean, if anyone was racist, it was in the 1930s, and she still did a good enough job in the role to win this
and
ultra prestigious award.
Woke people will drive off the road when I say this, but I find it almost impossible to believe that in 2020, the Oscars are looking at this and saying, look, let's keep the ladies out of this for directing. Let's keep anyone of color out of this for this or that. I just can't believe that's happening.
Actually, the director for Parasite is like the first South Korean man yeah. to ever be nominated. That
boy, your boy
film,
Carl.
Oh, he loves Parasite.
He loves that movie. He put it on his best of the year, his best of the decade list.
It's on everyone's best of the year list. Like, this came out a couple months ago, and it was every website was just, oh, this is the best film of the year. And it had nothing to, I mean, it's a story about, I believe, a Korean family, but it wasn't a political, it wasn't like, this is a film for Koreans. It was a
film.
Universal story yeah. that people connected with and loved. So this film itself is proving that, no, like, they'll nominate non-white people. It's an incredible film, so it's being recognized. I think, as far as women go, the big snub is probably, like, Greta Gerwig for Little Women, but she was nominated for Lady Bird recently. You just can't make the cut every single year.
Right.
So
right.
It really is just a way. I think Will Smith started this with Oscar So White. He and his wife Jada were so flabbergasted that Will wasn't nominated for whatever the football concussion movie was. It might have been called Concussion. I have bad news. Will Smith isn't that great of an actor. Mm. He's just not a shoe-in for the lead actor category when there are better actors out there. There are plenty of other black men who have been nominated time and time again because they're great. They're not. And of all the people to cry racism, like, Will Smith is not like the bastion of like, I'm too black for Hollywood.
Right.
Like, no, not at all.
Right.
You're one of the biggest stars in the world. People love you and adore you, but you can't always win an Oscar. And it's not because of race. It's because your performance wasn't deemed worthy of the nomination.
Yes. Yes.
Wasn't he nominated for Ali?
He was, yeah.
It's like if they did a radio thing.
So it's not like even he, and he, I know he's the one that started it with Jada, but just, even he's been nominated.
Yeah.
It's what Denzel said after the So White. If you want an Oscar, act better.
Yeah.
Do a better job. And Greta Gerwig was probably the sixth or seventh man off the bench. She was on the bubble. Someone's always going to be on the bubble.
Mm-hmm.
There's always going to be someone who should have made the tournament.
And like I said,
he was nominated for The Pursuit of Happiness, too.
Yeah, so he's gotten twice in the ring plenty of times.
And we're all bitches. I mean, if there's some best radio personality of the decade and they give it to Scott Rizzuto from The Point, I can go, oh, what a bunch of crap. But if I'm honest with myself, okay, that's fair. Scott's great. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like sometimes I win, sometimes they win, sometimes other people win.
Okay, if you're going to go out and do that, your fans are honest enough to be like, Dave, come on, man.
Right.
None of the DGS audience is going to be like, yes, Dave, you should have been there. They hate bald guys. That's the problem with the Radio Association. Now it's just completely acceptable to cry racism, sexism, whatever, whenever you're not getting your way.
Yeah.
And it'll be
just
justified.
It's an excuse. It's a built-in excuse.
Yeah.
And it's such
and
a bad
it,
look.
It really cheapens
it's
it for when it's really
look.
Happening. It's so much like Me Too. Like, I'm glad the Me Too movement happened, blah, blah, blah. But they acted like only women in Hollywood. Women in Hollywood were the only women who were ever harassed, assaulted, whatever. And once we solved that problem, ladies, we got this.
Yes.
No, what about like poor women who have no other options in life, who are being sexually abused, physically abused, all these things? They have no, you are a famous actress with millions of dollars in your bank account, a microphone, all of this. I hope you overcome this. I'm sorry it's been a struggle for you, but don't act like it's the number one struggle of all time. Of all the industries out there, Hollywood rewards what sells. I sound like Mark Close, but
true.
They just want to make money.
Yes.
And they've always given opportunity to people of different races, and women have had so many opportunities in Hollywood. To call that industry like racist is insane.
Did you see
what
they did with the best foreign film? They took the word foreign out.
Yeah, international.
Because that's objectionable, but it's exactly the same criteria.
Yeah.
Best international feature film.
Like, for love of God.
You're supposed to feel sorry for Will Smith and how he's been held down by the man.
Yes. Yeah. So dumb.
And the second you start to put that quota in, or even start thinking about the quota, even if it's not an official quota, as soon as you start considering, well,
we better do this so we don't look
bad. If there's five nominations available and we have four of them and four of them are white guys, and we really think that the next best film is this, but there's four white guys, we need to.
That's why I've always said I hate social engineering. You'll never get it right.
That's not equality.
No.
And that's what all of these people would say that they're fighting for.
What they really want is to win.
They would all say they're fighting for equality. I think what they're fighting for is an advantage. I think it's not. Yeah, they want to win, yes, but I think equality is code for our turn to be on top, and it's time for us to have the advantage. It's not true equality, which true equality is what we should all be striving for.
Which is what Joaquin Phoenix is trying to bring to the world.
Oh my goodness. I've been wanting to talk about this on the show for a while now. So Joaquin Phoenix announced that he is going to wear the same tuxedo for all of awards season. They go to like I mean, he's nominated, so he's going to everything.
What a brave. It,
exactly. Stella McCartney, who's a designer, called him a hero and was just like, this is so courageous. This is sustainability, folks. Okay, couple of points here. I have never been able to tell the difference between one tuxedo from another. So if Brad Pitt is buying a new tuxedo for every awards function, he is a sucker.
Yeah.
Well, he's not buying it, but you know what I mean. Why would you even switch them out? No one cares what the men wear. I'm sorry. Unless you're like really taking it over the top, y'all are dressed pretty much exactly the same for awards season. And then once again, these people act like Hollywood is the only place that exists. Like, he's a hero for wearing the same tux over and over. He's going to wear the same tux 15 times. So he is someone who should be praised. Who cares?
There are people out there. Most men, if they own a tux, they wear the same tux for 15 years.
Exactly. Yes. And there are plenty
because
of men out there
one.
Who are in a financial position where they will never wear a tuxedo.
Yeah.
They'll never be able to afford a fancy wedding. Right? They weren't able to afford to go to prom. They'll never even don something like that. They'll never even rent it. So to be like, you are, Joaquin, you are so brave. I can't believe you're making this gigantic sacrifice and showing us how sustainable you are.
Here's what I don't get. Here's what I don't get. At my lowly level, if I were to say to you guys, look, I'm going to make a stand. I've got four events coming up, and I'm going to wear the same blazer because I'm going to have less of a... You guys would hold me down and say, don't say that on the
air.
Yeah,
why would you ever say that?
You're going to sound like the biggest douchebag.
Yeah.
Like, who could possibly care? There are some things
Stella
where I'm
McCartney
like,
cares.
Someone cares. I get it, but
most normal people, even
it's
fairly
offensive. It's beyond. Even, why should I care? It's offensive.
Yeah, even upper middle class, well off people have a rotation.
Yes.
Of 5 to 10 shirts that they wear over and over and over and over and over again.
There are maybe 3 people in Hollywood you could ever call a hero. You're not heroes. You're doing a job.
You're not heroes.
You're being paid insanely for it.
Yeah. Right.
You'll make more in one movie than 100 Americans will make their whole life.
And again,
life.
It's not like he was buying these tuxedos. Designers send, like, you go to your stylist who you pay.
And you know,
he'll
get a standing ovation at each one of these. It's so sickening.
The funny thing is fashion in general, like Stella McCartney's a designer. Fashion in general is terrible for the environment. It's something that, and I love fashion, but it's completely unnecessary. We could all just wear the same t-shirt and jeans everywhere we went. We just have to cover ourselves up. No, I just mean to this trend, like fast fashion now is all about like, I want the trendiest clothes that'll be out in one season, but I have to look good now. I was at Walmart yesterday and I just kind of looked through some of the clothes and some of it was just so trendy. I'm like, I would never buy that because if I were photographed in that and I saw the picture 5 years later, I'd be able to say, oh yeah, that was winter of 2020. I know it's just so like, it's so here today, gone tomorrow, but it's so bad for the environment. So growing textile materials like cotton requires land and water. The fashion industry produces about 20% of global wastewater. Think about that. 20% of all the water we waste is because of the fashion industry alone.
I have 2 pairs of pants.
The good pair and the not so good pair.
See, literally, I have 2 pairs of pants. The dark jeans and the little bit lighter jeans.
Shipping and fashion production, manufacturing, and shipping is responsible for 10% of all of our annual carbon emissions. 10% of carbon emissions, which they tell us all the time, you know, we're ruining the planet, this and this. A lot of these celebrities that do a collab with PacSun or whatever, or here's my sunglasses line that you can only get at Duffy.com. Totally unnecessary. All it does is put a buck in my pocket. You're putting out these carbon emissions whenever you manufacture this fashion. Excuse me. Textile production can generate as much as 1.5 trillion pounds of carbon emissions alone every year. Only half of packing materials were recycled in 2017. And of the 16.89 million tons of textiles generated in 2017 in the U.S. alone, about 11.15 million tons ended up in the landfill. This is 2 years ago. We generated 16.8 million tons of clothing, and 11 million tons of that clothing ended up in the landfill.
So,
shots fired.
If we meant this, if we're really think were dead in 5 years,
you stop buying. You would stop buying everything.
You would be issued a tupa, and like, we'd all dress like now. Jesus, and that was it.
Well, neither you wouldn't have your bottle of soda. Tony wouldn't have his styrofoam cup. We would all wear the same thing every day. We would each have one water bottle. Whenever people talk about sustainability, I think it's a noble cause. I recycle. I try not to be wasteful within the realm of still living a normal life in 2020. But when people talk about, like, I'm going to wear the same tux 15 times, dude, shut up. Fashion in itself is wasteful. Sometimes being wasteful is worth it because the amount of pleasure that you're getting out of an experience, out of, you know, buying your daughter a dress for prom is worth the harm that it's doing to the environment or whatever. But why get up on your high horse and act like by just not burning through 20 tuxedos, you're doing something good for the planet? No, no, you're not. You're just not going over the top. Negative, horrible, awful with it. You've just decided to not be obscene. You're not a hero. You're just not digging the knife in ultra deep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't know any of that. That's amazing.
That is incredible.
Well, I think I'm more into clothes than either, maybe not Dave. But, you know, I'm familiar with the fast fashion industry. Like, H&M has cute clothes, but they fall apart after three times washing them, and everything costs $5.
You got Tom Brady telling you not to drink out of straws.
Exactly. The reason why these things are so cheap and so trendy is because they're meant to be worn two or three times, and then they know they're getting thrown in a landfill, even if you donated
it. They can't. Like you said, the reason that it's novel that he's wearing the same thing 15 times is because normally they're never seen... Yeah, ever seen in the same right. shirt or same outfit twice. They're never seen in the same outfit twice, like out and when the paparazzi catch them.
If they are, it's a story. Like, I've literally seen that, like,
outfit repeater.
Look. Yeah.
Kate Middleman, Princess Kate. There was a big story about her wearing the same
dress.
Yes. There was a big story about her wearing the same shirt and same dress multiple times a year or so ago.
Now
and
I can't see anything, but
it was national.
Kate Middleton with Carl's face.
It was national news that she wore. That's exact to your point. It's national news if they wear the same thing twice.
Solving problems.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.